Hello, everybody, and welcome to our first podcast on Anchor. We're so excited about it. Today, we'll talk about our Eat Winning project, Uncovering the Secrets of Our Cultural Heritage. It's a project that students from Tunisia, Spain, and Turkey have been working on together during their school year, and we'll discuss the importance of these projects in fostering intercultural learning. For we believe that broadening young people's perspectives through communication, collaboration, and negotiation across differences is crucial if we want to combat the rising tide of intolerance that is threatening our world today. We believe that these Eat Winning projects can help young people become active global citizens and can ensure a more just and peaceful world. But first, we're going to listen to one of the most famous songs in Tunisia, تحت الياسمينة في الليل, under the jasmine tree. Jasmine is the emblematic flower of Tunisia, of Sidi Bouzaïd and Hammamet. The song is sung by Mark Kelly and Sonia in an amazing mix of English and Arabic, making the music, as usual, cross all physical and cultural boundaries. I hope you'll enjoy.
Jasmine tree. Oh, oh,
I hope you have enjoyed the music. Welcome back again. The title of our eTwinning project this year is Uncovering the Secrets of Our Cultural Heritage. By carrying out this project, students from Tunisia, Spain, and Turkey have not only learned about each other's cultures and countries, but they have also learned a great deal about their own cultures. They have come to appreciate things in their countries that they have always taken for granted. But most importantly, they have found out that they have so much in common. So I've asked some of our students to give us their opinions about the project, what they think of it, and what they have learned most about it. So let's listen to some of them. So we'll start with Kamal. She's a student at the Secondary School of Grambalia. She's studying the arts. And Kamal has been very active in the project. And all right, she's going to tell us a little bit about the project and what she thinks of intercultural learning.
I think there is a lot of misunderstanding and intolerance in the world today because people do not know each other and judge others on the basics of their color, race, religion, social class. But if we want to survive and save the earth, we need to learn to live together. I think this eTwinning project has allowed us to get to know others. We learned that we Tunisians, Spanish, Turkish have so many things in common. We share so many things in history, craft, and form.
Thank you, Kumar. Very interesting.
We also have with us Lamis and Hela. Both are from Grambalia School. Lamis and Hela attended a presentation on Friday, the 26th of March, which was given by Mr. Mohamed Ghassan Nouira in our school. Now, the presentation was about Carthage, its importance in antiquity, and the importance of the purple dye, the Carthaginian or Phoenician purple dye. So, Lamis and Hela, the floor is yours. Tell us more about it.
I was so impressed with the presentation that I attended last week. It was about the importance of Murex and our huge Carthaginian heritage. I have learned from this project that the little things have such an importance in our history and life. It was thanks to his teacher of history, who told about the purple color that was extracted from Murex, and this idea caught his attention. 20 years later, when wandering around the beach of Carthage, now north of Tunis, found the Murex and remembered his history teacher. I think what Mr. Ghassan Nouira did is the embodiment of the idea of our eTwinning project. This interesting project could be a bridge we can understand others better and make friends from all over the world and discover new customs and traditions to embrace the world and the world cultures.
And what about you, Hela? What did you like most about the project?
Last Friday, I was lucky to attend a presentation by Mohamed Ghassan Nouira about the purple of tiles. He revived the ancient techniques to produce similar colors of those of the Carthaginians. He did 2 years of research and studies without surrender or fatigue. I was impressed by his enthusiasm. I have benefited greatly from my attendance. I learned to focus on the smallest details, that we shouldn't neglect any subject like history and geography, even if it is boring, because you never know, a small detail can change your whole life. A simple information can be the source of our happiness in the future.
Thank you, girls, for sharing your ideas with us. I'm happy you've learned a lot.
And now I'll hand out the mic to our Spanish partners.
Good morning to everyone, and welcome to our radio program about the eTwinning project Uncovering the Secrets of Our Cultural Heritage. We would like to welcome some of our Spanish students involved in this project and say thank you to you all for your collaboration with us. Without your participation, nothing would have been possible. The first two students to talk about the project are Natalia and Alba. Hello, girls, and welcome.
Good morning. Alba, tell me, what are the most important values promoted in this project?
In my opinion, the most important values that this project has promoted are the respect and admiration for different cultures and the different ways of thinking of the inhabitants in the world. And also it has made growing a special interest about our own traditions in Spain. It's really curious the way in which our ancient traditions, costumes and beliefs are similar in some aspects, even though we are separated by a distance of hundreds of kilometers. Behind my point of view, this new globalized view of the world will open for all of us the way to understand better the human race in general and also our nature.
Thank you very much. That's a very interesting point of view. Now it's time for Marta and Zaira. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
What are the things that you have most enjoyed in this project, Zaira?
The most I like was meeting other cultures and learning about different countries. I would like traveling abroad and meeting these people personally.
And you, Marta, what are the most the things that you must enjoy in this project?
In this project, what I like more has been meeting people from different countries and different cultures, of which I have learned a lot, and I hope they have also learned.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you, Marta and Zaira. Now it's the boys' turn. Let me introduce you to Alejandro and Sergio. Welcome, guys. The mic is yours.
Hello. Hey, Sergio. What is the most surprising thing that you have learned in the project?
The most surprising thing that we have learned with this project is how the students can share their interests, roots, and habits. We can say we are very similar. For example, we all buy to Amancio Ortega. In the video conference, I saw the same clothes that we buy in Spain. They even recognize my favorite football team in my t-shirt from Real Madrid.
Well, that's very interesting. And that's all for today. Now we're going to listen to a very famous Spanish song. This is a flamenco song, and I hope that you like it. Bye-bye and thank you for listening.
Very nice feedback from our first Spanish friends and students. It's the Turkish turn now to give us their opinions. We have Emre. I hope I pronounced the name correctly. Emre comes from Yusuf Keltavan High School in Mersin, Turkey, and he's been very cooperative, and I really appreciate his efforts all along the project.
Hi Emre, what do you think about our eTwinning project?
I think it's so nice to be a member of this project. I'm so glad to be in this part.
Okay, what did you learn from our project?
I learned in this project so many things about Tunisian and Spanish culture, and I also searched my culture. I'm talking about Turkey, and I learned so many things about history, and I had a lot of new friends in Spain and Tunisia.
At the end of this episode, we'd like to say a big thank you to all our students, who without their enthusiasm and collaboration, nothing would have been possible. Bye-bye, and have a nice day.
Düşler bahçesinde yavrum yeni güller açacak.